Simone Biles says you better check yourself when it comes to her husband.
And BBL Drizzy, oops, I mean, honey, Drake loses over $500,000. Oh, my.
And later on, we got our girl, comedian, actress, and TV judge, Miss Pat, in the studio. You definitely don't want to miss that. But first,
let's get this started.
All right, now, before we serve this dish, I think it's important to warn you that we will be talking about domestic violence and the aftermath of the Diddy Cassie video. So, with that being said, let's dish on the repercussions Sean P. Diddy Combs is facing after the disturbing video of him attacking Cassie back in 2016 was released. Now, Diddy responded with a highly criticized apology video. Now, we know there's been a whole bunch of losses for the hip-hop mogul due to the gang of accusations, but now his own city don't even want to let him in, right? So during a recent interview, New York City's Mayor Eric Adams was asked what he plans on doing since he gave Diddy the honor of having the key to the city last September, and here's what he said.
I think all of us were deeply disturbed by watching that chilling video of the young lady being assaulted by him. And the committee and the team, we've never rescinded a key before, but we are now sitting down to see what the next steps forward are going to be.
Now, a lot of people feel like there's not really much to consider being what we saw in the video. Not. However, I don't think the key should be rescinded unless you get Diddy to actually physically show up and return the key, because that's what makes it real. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to be like, yo, we taking the city key back, but it's another thing to make the person physically return the key to the city
another
back.
You say, bring that key to this time and place. Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's a whole
lot. You gave it to him in public, you gotta return it in public.
Wow. No, we're gonna need him to stay in Dubai. Where he is, or wherever. Key over there.
Well, y'all, moving on.
Yeah.
Simone Biles just flipped y'all on everybody about her marriage and her husband, NFL player Jonathan Owens. It's been a whole 6 months since Jonathan said in an interview that he was the prize in his marriage, and fans are still pissed about it. They even had the audacity to tag the Olympian on social media about their thoughts on her marriage. Well, Simone posted this on her Instagram story. Sis said, y'all are blatantly being disrespectful to my relationship and my husband, so I'm gonna go ahead and say this one time, respectfully, bleep off. And if you keep commenting or tweeting at me, I'm just going to block you. Simple as that.
She needs to go to clapback school.
Yeah. I mean, y'all, should she have addressed a bunch of people who don't know her or her husband?
She shouldn't have said anything.
She's the greatest gymnast of all time.
Right, so there's
she's
no need to
stacked
talk.
Up gold medals for America. Simone, no, like, you're so far above these people.
Yeah, she got the gold medal in the Olympics, bronze in the clapback.
Ooh.
She just, yeah, her clapback ain't vicious enough to be a clapback.
She need to read some old Rihanna clapback tweets, you know what I mean?
Or she need to watch Housewives.
But you guys, she didn't grow up in the hood like y'all, so she don't really know how to clap back. I mean, so she don't know how to clap back like that.
Fair enough. You know? Well, it seems like Drake can't catch a break out here. This man won't stop till he gets an L in every font.
Wow.
Now, this weekend he bet on Tyson Fury in the Fury versus Usyk fight, and his boy lost. Bad. So Drake lost, and are you ready for this amount?
How much?
$565,000.
What?
Oh, yikes.
Now, do you think Drake is trying to keep his mind off the beef, or do you really feel like he does have a gambling problem?
No, you know he gambles.
All the time.
We talk about when he wins, because he put that much money on something else and won $500,000 back, then we didn't say nothing. We're like, hooray Drake. But now he's lost the money, now we talking about him in a negative way. I mean, he gambles.
Yeah. He does.
When does gambling become a problem? When you just gamble a lot and then it's...
I don't think it's a problem because he got so much money, it don't matter.
Like the saying, go, it ain't tricking it, you got it.
Exactly.
That right there. Bingo.
Drake is so rich, he'll never have a gambling problem.
Yeah, he could gamble $1 million on each thing and be fine.
Because he eventually will win.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But Gary, why you say that man of God had a BBL?
Because that's what they said.
big loss.
Okay. Ding. Okay, well, speaking of Drake, his beef with Kendrick has been discussed everywhere, and now America's dad, Tom Hanks, wants to know what it was about, so he hit up his son, Chet, who shared their text message exchange. Chet broke it down with a long explanation and then described Kendrick's diss track, Not Like Us, by saying, if you heard it, you would just automatically know how to crip walk with a stank face while clutching an Oscar in each hand with Marshawn Lynch, which solidified the win not only for Kendrick, but the entire West Coast.
Oh.
And then Tom said, holy cow, those are fighting words. People take a side, who's winning? And Chet replied, "Did you not just read what I said?" with three laughing, crying emojis. So what do you guys think about these texts? Do you think Tom understands rap beefs now?
Absolutely not.
No.
He still don't have a clue.
My favorite thing about this is if you go to Chet Hanks' Instagram and you look at the text message exchange, Tom, when he texted Chet, he goes, "Big Maine. Big Maine, tell me what's going on with this Kendrick Drake beef."
Yo, but you know, as much smoke as Chet gets, what if you found out behind closed doors it's really Tom that be walking around the house talking like Rasta Chet Hanks, you know, the whole time, you know what I mean? It's all possible.
I love their little relationship,
me
though.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like that he's plugged in still and cares.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. How many, Tom Hanks, how old does he get? He's got to be like 65.
Mm-hmm. Or older.
Maybe older.
Yeah.
Still caring about pop culture and what's going on. Has anything ever gone on in pop culture you guys have had to explain to your folks?
I remember one time, like, my grandmother stumbled across one of my rap battle videos. Mm. And she's like, "Why are you saying those mean things?" And I'm like, "It's kind of how it works. No one means anything by it.
Right.
We're just playing."
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, Chet Hanks ain't the only one who's got some explaining to do. The restaurant Dirt Dog in Las Vegas recently advertised a free event where parents and their kids could meet Bluey, the dog from the Australian cartoon. Well, thousands of customers showed up, y'all, and instead of the usual 50 or 60 for other events, and guess who greeted them?
Who?
An employee in a Bluey onesie, and folks were pissed.
What?
Especially a little girl named Sophia, y'all. Look at her.
I saw him, my dad ignored him. I was mad.
What, did he look like the cartoon? Did he look like what, like on TV?
No.
Y'all, that is ghetto.
He looked like unexpected. We could like see his beard.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Dog.
I'm sorry, Sophia.
Sorry, Sophia.
I don't blame her. I would be so mad.
Other kids were crying, with some parents saying it ruined their day. So Dirt Dog apologized and said next time they would work on getting a real Bluey.
Yeah.
Oh, them kids were so disappointed.
That is too
funny.
Yeah,
but you know what her mama wanted to tell her?
What?
That's not Bluey, that's Blackie. But hey.
What?
Whole thing.
I can't believe that man of God really came out there with some pajamas on.
You could at least cover the face.
That is crazy.
Also, you know what I'm saying?
But what kind of, how would Bluey look if he showed up?
Blue?
Like cut out?
Yeah, you can get the big mascot costume and pull it off.
He's like Australian sheepdog.
Okay.
Your little stinky man's gonna be in the Bluey once he get old enough to control the TV a little bit. Like, yo, Bluey's dope. Even as a parent, you will get into it because there's stuff in there for the adults too.
Yeah, but the question is, what restaurant in their right mind would tell people to come up to this event and come meet this Bluey, knowing it's somebody in some pajamas?
Well,
that is crazy. To come.
Depends on how much
they was expecting somebody to come in pajamas, though. Do y'all see that outfit?
Hey, what's up, little girls? Me, Bluey.
What? Dang. Anyway, y'all, well, up next, honey, Simon Guardia, honey, tried to shade our girl Portia, and baby, she threw it right back at him. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Yes, honey. The Real Housewives of Atlanta is back to filming, honey, and the girls are already heating things up. But the spiciest peach, and it just might be an unofficial peach, Mr. Simon Guardia. So, Newest Housewife Shamia Martin's hubby, Gerald, he gave her a beautiful Rolls Royce, honey. And Simon congratulated Shamia with some shade. Headcrack, do us the honors.
Oh, why not? Congratulations, my good sis, Shamia Martin. I am so happy for you. My brother Gerald has excellent taste in fine automobiles. Look forward to watching the only cast member with the RR.
Well, our girl Portia, baby, clapped back and said,
Simon, don't forget, and a debt-free husband who is a U.S. citizen. My bestie is winning. Welcome to RHOA, Queen Mumbai. Then Simon posted a lengthy post about how not being a citizen, blah, 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 only limits him when it comes to voting. We would read about it, but unlike Simon, we don't have the damn time. Okay? Now, Portia's been paying that man dust, but it's only so much we can take, y'all. Now, did she clear him with that clap back or what?
Oh, they would call that a nice little gather.
Gather him up.
First of all, she had one when she met him.
I was just going to say that she had a Rolls right before she got with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all fine, and Danny, you take it back, you buy another one. Stuff.
Yeah, but I did see something at the Rolls Royce dealership, though. So, I mean, I don't know if he was turning one in or buying one.
Not turning one in.
Maybe he was.
But y'all missed the shade. This fool said maybe he was turning one in. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Stop hitting me at the table.
No, you said it, dog. All right, y'all, moving on. It's time for...
Dish Gone Viral!
Yes, now y'all know I love me some Beyoncé. And as much as I love being a part of the Beehive, some of her haters are trying to make it hard for us, as they often do. Now, see what happens to a young girl after a long, stressful day at school holding it down as a proud member of the Beehive. Take a look.
I was standing up for Beyoncé because Beyoncé wasn't there. Who else was going to stand up for her?
Ooh. Kitty, you don't have to stand up for Beyoncé. Beyoncé is a billion-dollar person. You don't have to stand up.
I don't care. That's what I'm trying to say. I stand up for her. It's not my fault that you don't like Beyoncé. And everyone likes Beyoncé. And I said, I know not everyone likes Beyoncé because all y'all's haters.
Now, there are a lot of haters in school.
Oh, man.
That's what haters are made, actually.
That's too cute, though. She wanted to stand up for Beyoncé.
Yo, there's some kids who don't stand up for their parents the way they stand up for Beyoncé and Taylor Swift.
Now, does Blue Ivy stand up for Beyoncé? I mean, that's much. Bless her spirit. Do Beyoncé know her from a can of paint? Do y'all know?
No, she doesn't. Oh, I'm sure she doesn't.
Gary, if you were in school right now, who would you defend like that?
Oh, I don't know. Probably Brad.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't like Funkify? Well, I do.
He couldn't even tell you not one word or the melody or nothing about it.
And this would be an argument he would be having at night school because... All right, up next, funny lady Miss Pat is in the building.
Hey.
She's dissing about the new season of the Miss Pat Show and much, much more. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
All right, y'all, we got a special guest in the building kicking it with us. She's a comedian, actress, host, and judge. Let's give it up one time for Miss Pat!
Yay! Thank you.
How you doing, queen?
I'm fine. How you doing? I ain't no damn queen.
Okay. No, I mean, you out here doing it all. Killing it, looking regal, and telling your stories. It's dope.
I'm having fun.
That's what's up. So how does it feel to have four seasons of the Miss Pat Show under your belt? And what can we expect this season?
You can expect it's crazy. Look, all the seasons have been funny, but this season, I tell everybody, y'all, we got white slaves. Oh. We got white people playing slaves. Excuse me, sir.
Well,
we got...
Well, he has been.
That's okay. His mama name is Shondella.
Shondona.
It was so hard to cast white people as slaves because once they were like, oh, hell no. Like, you don't want to play? Oh, you want to be the master at all times. But it's such a great message behind it. I'm telling y'all, it is so funny this year. We just streamed the first episode last night. I didn't even realize how funny it was. I was in a hollering.
Oh,
wow.
It's good. It's good.
Did they get reparations?
No, they don't get no reparations. We ain't got our damn reparations. Calm down, white dude. It ain't your turn. They was acting.
See, first of all, we love you up here, Miss Pat.
Thank you.
Just for the record. And we know you stay super busy. And there's the Miss Pat Show. You a judge on Miss Pat Settles It. There's the Pat Down podcast that you have. And also a comedy tour, y'all.
Yes.
How do you do all of this?
When do you sleep?
Yeah.
You know, everybody be like, you need to rest. I'm like, I'm an ex-drug dealer. And when you're an ex-drug dealer, you didn't rest. You worried about getting locked up, getting killed,
money.
And missing the junkies.
Yeah.
So I always was an early bird. I was on the corner at 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday because everybody got paid.
That's
so
right.
I knew everybody's pay schedule, so I'm used to being up. I don't have a problem. I just go. It's about, I'm getting money. I waited 22 years to get to this point.
Yeah.
This is the first time I ever looked at my bank account and the money was legal.
What?
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
Okay, Miss Pat.
Y'all
you still got to rest, though, somewhere.
I do. I rest. But you know what? I only perform 1 hour a night. So I go to sleep, take my wig off, handle a few business. But I do. I'm 53. You know, the older you get, the more you just nap. Because you be like, ooh, I'm still alive. You know, when you get by 75, they don't be sleep. They be nuts. Who, Jesus? Don't take me, Lord. So I'm right there. I'm trying to stay away. Okay.
My Lord. Well, Ms. Pat, switching gears, dear honey. Now, your former V103 co-host, Ms. Shamia Martin, was just announced as a full-time Real Housewives of Atlanta cast member. So how do you think, honey, she'll do? And would you ever go on Housewives?
I'm so happy for her. I always wanted her to get on and work with her for 2 years. Yeah. And she gonna be fine. Would I be a housewife? Let me tell you something about them housewives. Everybody got a figure. They got, when they start hiring chicks with no side teeth and real drama and who's shaped like me, then you can come get me. But I can't be up there with all that plastic surgery. I can't. Girl, I'm 53. I ain't got no side teeth. I chew with the front of my mouth. I can't be doing all that.
Well, Ms. Pat Down, your podcast, honey, is called The Pat Down. Now, I'm single, honey, so what could I do, honey, to get myself a good pat down from a man?
Uh-oh.
What?
I don't know who wrote that.
How the hell I know, Gary? I don't know how to get you no man, Gary.
Oh, thank you. Who wrote that? I can't get no man. I want a pat down for Miss Pat.
If you want a pat down for a man, commit a crime. I'm quite sure the police are pat down.
Nah, okay. That's what I'm going to do. I got that for the record.
And he got a problem when they shake him down at the airport.
Yeah, ooh, in fact, at the airport, they just touch you.
But you said you want to be pat down.
But not by that queen who touched me.
That's funny.
Well, what kind of man you want to be patted down by?
A dope dealer.
I don't know no dope dealer. But I know somebody to push you around. It's tough.
Ooh.
All right, well, Gary figures out how hard he wants to be pushed around and get a good pat down. We're going to take a break and come right back for more from Ms. Pat.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. And we're back. Hey. So, Ms. Pat, you have a court show called Ms. Pat Settles It, and we'd like for you to settle some celebrity hot topics. Are you ready?
I am. Uh-oh.
Now, allegedly, Ms. Pat, Ben Affleck and J-Lo are having some issues. Ben supposedly moved out of the house. How would you settle this? You think this would discourage people from spending the block?
Child, she already done spunk every block in Hollywood. And I don't know how even Ben went back for that rerun.
Exactly.
So something, he owns something.
All right, Ms. Pat, Tom Brady says he regrets his Netflix roast because some of the savage jokes affected his kids. What would you suggest to settle any ill feelings?
Say your kids. That thing made you a lot of money. And I hate Tom Brady because he beat us in the Super Bowl. And I was there that night. And I tell this story so many times. The night he beat us in the Super Bowl when we was winning, he came back to win, and my sister-in-law had a heart attack and she died. So he killed my sister-in-law and killed my Falcons Super Bowl.
I wasn't ready.
Dang,
that took a really ill turn. I wasn't expecting that at all.
No, it's not sad because she died in the third quarter. So to her, we won the Super Bowl.
So they were still up.
They were coming back. Oh, so God. She went to heaven, honey, thinking we got a Super Bowl ring. I was at that Super Bowl. I talked so much crap. I went through about 8 panty liners just screaming at those people. Because, you know, I was in my late 40s and everything ain't grippable anymore.
Well, Pat, thank you so much for dishing with us, man.
Thank
and everybody,
you.
Make sure you tune in to season 4 of the Ms. Pat Show, premiering this Thursday on BET+. And until next time, we'll holla at you.
Peace. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.